I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And welcome to Toon Jam. I'm Matt.
And I'm Jaynan.
And today we are discussing Stillwater.
Mm.
Yes. What is Stillwater, I hear you ask?
Well, a Matt Damon film, I believe.
It is. But that is not what we're covering. It is a series. Oh. So let me tell you a little bit about it. Stillwater is an animated children's television series based on Zen Shorts by John J. Muth. Or Muth, I don't really know how that's said. Apologies. But this is a picture book made for children. With nice watercolour paintings and just Zen stories. So there you go with that. The series premiered on December 4th. 2020 on Apple TV Plus. It was renewed for a second season, which premiered on March 18th, 2022. So there are two seasons with 20 episodes all in all. And I can tell you that it is about kids with typical kid challenges. Who have Stillwater, who is a wise panda as their next door neighbor. Through his examples, Stillwater gives them a deeper understanding of their feelings, as well as tools that help them face their own challenges. A little bit of a younger target audience than we usually go for.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like an interesting premise, so yeah. We thought, why not? I do have a little fun fact about it. In 2012, Zen Shorts was also adapted into a stage play of the same name by Elizabeth Wong. So there you go.
Wow, so you could have watched the play of it. That would have been
fun. Also watch the play. Lovely stuff. Have you watched this before?
No, never seen it. I hadn't heard of the books either, to be honest. So very, very new going into this one.
Yes, yeah, I'd never seen this. I'd not even heard of it, actually. So this is absolutely fresh to me, too. So, but I mean, I guess it wouldn't be on our radar.
Probably not, no.
So even though I suppose all animated series should be on our radar.
Yeah, but you know how it goes, guys.
We don't roll like conventional, you know, animation talkers. We're just the average Joe that loves animation.
Hey, that's what we do.
Unfortunately, we don't have any Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Oh.
I was quite excited when I found Rotten Tomatoes scores, but it was actually for, again, the Matt Damon film.
The same name.
Not to be confused with this. I do have an IMDb rating though. So, okay. What is your guess out of 439 reviews?
I'm going to say 7.9.
Okay, well, you are close.
Oh.
But you are wrong. It is 8.2.
Ooh, even higher.
Yeah, so quite a nice little rating there.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. You know, and just to go into the analytics of it, 202 people voted 10 stars, which is 46% of the votes. Then obviously a large margin voted 9 and 8. But then weirdly, the next largest is 1 star.
Oh.
Classic.
Haters.
Yeah. There's always a hater in
there.
That's
where the haters are. Hmm.
I never really take a 1 star review into account, to be honest. Because you just feel like there's a reason that someone's being silly about it, unless it's, you know, fair view.
Yeah, yeah, no, fair enough.
So sometimes it's like, yeah, but more often than
that's become the new Toon Jam bottom of the barrel. It's like fair view.
This is also a Peabody Award winner.
Oh. Yeah.
So, you know, good reception, award winning, yet we'd not heard of it. So an interesting one. What about, has Twitter had much to say about this?
Yeah, people seem to be switching onto this on Twitter. We've got Diana4TV, who says, if you enjoy animated series and more kid-friendly but still adult engaging, I recommend the Stillwater series. Really beautiful animation and gentle, kind messaging.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to call this anything, gentle and kind are pretty spot on.
Yeah, that's quite a... That seems to be definitely where people's heads are with this. That seems to be a standout feature of the show. We've got Chaos and All, who says, Stillwater on Apple TV is the best kids show I've ever seen. Entertaining, well thought out, calming, teaches lessons. If you have Apple TV and kids, I highly recommend. Also, some segments would be good classroom tools.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I suppose they would. You've got those little stories, little moral-based stories and lessons. Yeah. But yeah, that is a gleaming review.
Mm.
That is a classic Twitter best ever review.
Yeah, yeah, we are getting a lot of this.
It's either best ever or worst ever we seem to get.
That's true. We have a Mark Hayden who says, Stillwater is a wonderful kids' show, wise and kind, with gorgeous animation.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, straightforward, good review.
Yeah.
Wise and kind. Did it say kind
again? Yeah, yeah, I like that. It's like that seems to be a kind show.
A running description.
Yeah, yeah. People are getting a good vibe off this show by the sounds of it on Twitter. We have Combat Codes, who says, really enjoying watching Stillwater on Apple TV with my kids. Perfect for 3 to 7 year olds. Mindful, good lessons, beautiful animation. We all come out of it a bit more peaceful, I think.
Ah, well, I mean, I guess it's based on Zen shorts.
Yeah.
So you're coming out feeling pretty Zen.
It seems to work. Sense. They seem to have, you know, taken some of that magic and moved it over to the animation.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be pretty calm. And then finally, we have Eggers Matt, who says, Stillwater on Apple TV is the best kids show. Full stop.
Oh, there you go. The best.
It is once again, the best.
Yeah. Straight in on those high claims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. That's the one. That's the front cover review, isn't it? Like, just someone saying, this is the best, whatever it is. But yeah, that's it for Twitter. Very positive.
Well, there you go. So good reviews all round so far.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll change, who knows. So let's dig in. And the first thing I want to touch on really is kind of, it was brought up several times there in the Twitter comments, but the animation.
Yeah.
It is so delightful.
Oh yeah, it's a real breeze.
It's obviously so. Like, I mean, it's half and half, isn't it? Really? It's half CG, half 2D.
Yeah.
CG when you sort of in real life with Stillwater the panda,
mm-hmm.
who is just a Zen neighbor,
yeah,
to these kids, and then 2D when he tells his story,
yeah, yeah, which I think as well. I mean that the reason this always works in stuff when you've got CG anyway is that when it then comes back to the CG after having some like you know hand drawn animation stuff. You really appreciate the CG even more, don't you, when it comes yeah. back in. You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot it looked like this.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's not – it's really – you can tell that it's just so nice looking. Like, it looks like the perfect place you want to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like, you want to live on that street.
Oh, definitely. The environment is really nice. The lighting works really well. It's yeah. just – it's very vivid. Really kind of just it's a perfect little Zen garden, isn't it, really?
Yeah
you kind of just want to go there and hang out with Stillwater.
Oh man, that's the dream.
Yeah,
you need to go there with a single complaint,
mm-hmm.
have a story told to you, and then you come out feeling like it was actually not a complaint at all.
Yeah, just have a really good day.
Yeah, I think it helps as well that the 2D animation is pretty like it's pretty cheap, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a bit like, you know.
Yeah, like I said, I think that's purposefully done so that you then get that bring you back to the CG and you're like, oh yeah, so super smooth, super calm, super vivid. Yeah.
It looks beautiful, really.
Mm. Oh yeah, it's a really nice looking show.
Yeah.
And
like high quality as well. Like it's not just that it looks nice. It's like they've really gone all out on the animation side of things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the Stillwater himself, like his fur and everything is very, very impressive looking, isn't it? And then we even had one episode in the rain, so his fur was all kind of like matted from the water, which is just like, oh man, like it's
that one looked really nice, like.
Yeah,
it made me look out the window and go, oh, I wish it was raining. Sick of it being, you know, not raining right now. I just want to go and sit in the garden in the rain. But it definitely, I mean, to go to that sort of Zen feel as well, like it definitely, you can see, you know, if you were feeling low or you just like generally, maybe you're going through a spat of anxiety or something, and you stuck this show on, it would be like 10 minutes of relief.
It's very soothing, isn't it? The show overall. Like the pace of it, as well as, I mean, you've already got this really, really nice natural environment that it's kind of set in. And then just the pacing of it is really cool. Like even when the kids do have kind of issues and stuff or they're frustrated, it's not like, they're not like whining and screaming and whatever. It's just kind of, you know, it's still all of that's still very calm, and then the lesson kind of comes to you, you know, in its own time. It's just very like, oh okay, yeah, like you can just sit back with it really, and it just flows over you, you know.
Yeah, and it's just so like, I don't know, like peaceful.
Yeah,
in its pace.
I'm trying to think of something else that's really the takeaway is peaceful, but like I don't think that's really a standard when it comes to. You know, especially kids' animations and stuff.
It's usually like 100 miles an hour. A lot of the stuff we watch is just...
Chaos is usually kind of the...
Yeah. To be fair, we rarely watch things aged, like aimed at this age sort of bracket. Yeah. So that could be why.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, it's rare that we see anything so, you know, casual almost.
Yeah, very laid back. Very laid back, yeah. How did you feel about the lessons and stuff as well? Like the
I thought they were really nice. I quite liked the little stories and how they didn't relate necessarily, you know, completely until it was explained afterwards.
Mm.
I mean, you can get it. I mean, obviously, but like as a kid, you probably wouldn't piece it together till the end, like when they've explained it.
Yeah,
it gives you more of a chance to understand that and actually teaches kids, I guess, to find the morals and the lessons in the stories.
Yeah.
Which I think is really good. But I also, just as a note for the little stories, is like we only saw two of them, but one of them was set sort of, you know, in like an Asian background, an East Asian background. The other one was like France or something.
Yeah.
So it was quite cool that those stories were both in completely different areas, and you imagine it would be continuing going forward.
Yeah, I do like that idea that Stillwater's kind of just got this wealth of these really relevant stories that you can just kind of kick out from all around the world, like just this kind of these mythological back catalogue of stuff that you can just provide. But it was really cool to, I think, from the kids' perspective, to think that, you know, not only is there an obvious lesson here, but also like somebody else has struggled in the same way I have. I think that's a really cool way to kind of approach it. Like, I'm not the first one with this problem sort of thing. There's definitely a very, very good, it tackles the education side of it, I think, really, really well. Because it doesn't feel like a lesson, does it? You're just like, oh, it's a cool little story.
Yeah. Like, that's it. It doesn't feel like, even though you know it's coming, it doesn't feel like rammed down your throat almost.
No.
I think as a kid, you'd look forward to those bits as well. And it's just the classic, you know, super nice neighbour that helps you out. How do you do that in this day and age when, you know, you're almost taught not to trust anyone, or you make them a panda? Easy. Problem solved.
That's it. Although, I mean, like, if a panda rocked up as your next door neighbor, you'd probably be even more afraid than if it
was. Yeah, definitely,
that should be terrifying.
But if he was painting pictures and stuff, you'd just
then you'd probably be like, actually, this guy's probably all right.
Yeah, he's probably sound. He seems to have everything in his shed as well. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, that shed, I wonder if that's going to become like a recurring thing. Like,
just in the shed.
Yeah, there's just everything's in the shed, you know. And then they find out they're all actually in the shed.
Yeah.
Of life.
The shed of life.
You know.
True Zen.
So Zen. What did you think about, other than Stillwater, who clearly is a stand-up guy, what did you think to the other characters? You think they were a good choice?
Yeah, they're just like kids. Kids like you and me.
I know.
If we were kids. But yeah, I did think, can't help but think that the older brother was a bit of a, you know, character. Wasn't a big fan of him. Just ruining the fun.
Yeah.
So the little brother's like, oh, I've made a rocket, it's going to go to space. And he's like, yeah, but that is impossible. And to be fair, obviously it's a situation that we've all been in when we were kids. Where like an older cousin or brother or sister or whoever has said to you like, oh yeah, you can't do that, you're just being a kid, you're stupid. And you're just like, oh, what? And it's like the ruining of your childhood.
Yeah.
So I guess more of the dislike was probably to do with my own past.
No, I think everyone would gets that. In that moment, that everyone's had that moment, haven't they?
Like, exactly, you know, when
you've had that sort of your imagination kind of stripped away from you, you know, in a way. I felt the same way, but then I thought it was cool to have him in the second episode be a bit vulnerable himself.
And I think, you know, they you need that as well, don't you? You can't just have everyone being nicey nice, because that's the kind of, like you say, that's the situation that me and you just said we've both been in.
Yeah.
So obviously, as a kid, it's important to see as well.
Oh, definitely.
That it's not just you that's had that situation.
Yeah. And then, he sort of is dealing with his own stuff in the next one. And then it's nice to see him sort of get back into the fun after that sort of thing. So he sort of, he has like a little arc almost in just the first two episodes or whatever. But yeah, I think it was cool to just have the kids as, you know, very much as they are learning themselves, aren't they, and stuff.
Yeah, and it's a good mix, you know, you've got a little kid and then two older siblings, not too old, but, you know, and one's a boy and one's a girl. So you can kind of, like, cover everything with that as well moving forward. I tell you what was absent from it that I didn't really notice, a notable theme tune.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, we love a theme tune, and it's not the kind of, I guess it's pretty zen, so it's not the kind of show that would necessarily have one, but kind of feel like you could have a nice little
something, a little something there to just, to ease you in to the easing that is the rest of the show.
Yeah.
But I will say the soundtrack, though, was really nice. Like, it helped. It really helped with the feel of it, didn't it? Like, it was some very chilled vibes.
And that's it. Like, overall, it was just so chilled out and nice and just enjoyable.
Yeah, it felt refreshing to have something like that where it was like, you watch this, but you don't, you know, it's not an adrenaline rush. It's not a series of action sequences. It's like, it's just a
just
thing.
Nice.
Mm.
Just nice. I could sit down and just, you know, just veg out on it.
Yeah.
And just feel so happy about not doing anything watching this.
That's it. You could, I need to sit in that cross-legged pose and just back upright.
Yeah, forget meditating. You just sit and put still water on.
Yeah, we just, still water classes. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Sort one out at your local village hall soon. Right, okay, we've discussed it enough, I think, there. So shall we move on and have our final reviews?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on today's Tune Jam meditation session. Today we'll be walking you through the easy steps for you to wind down, chill out, relax, and bring your whole body to a sense of calm. So
that's right, you'll be meditating with not only Tune Jam Meditation Guide Master, but also Alistair Smythe Master, me, Alistair Smythe. That's right, I'll be helping you meditate from now until the point you have meditated.
Thank you for joining
us. And beyond.
Thank you for joining us, Alistair. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, because today we are going to get relaxed. That's right, we're going to be breathing in, breathing out, and also further relaxing.
That's right. Let's get relaxed. So get your body into a position where you feel relaxed. Sit up straight. Cross your legs. Lie down. Whatever you need to do.
Whatever you need to do. Don't you worry. If you don't want to sit with your back straight, that is okay. You can lie with your back straight. The only important thing is that your back must be straight. That is right. Make sure the back is straight or you will not be relaxing.
Thank you, Alistair. So we're just going to feel the sensation.
Thank you.
Thank you. We feel the sensation, and we're going to go from the top of the head and just feel where that is now. We're going to work the way down the body.
That's right. We're going to work through the entire body, head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And don't forget the belly as well. Make sure you cover all of them in the next moment. That's right. Go through, scan, and check how you feel. Forget about the body, but remember it.
That's a great way. Yes, forget but remember. That's fantastic advice. So remember to we're just going to take it calm. We're going to take it down a little bit now. So we're going to breathe in.
If you're struggling to focus, concentrate on your breathing. That's right. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Concentrate through the nose, through the mouth. Make sure you do it right, and then think about it. But don't think about it. This is relaxing.
Yeah. Yes. And we let's just calm now, just a little calmer. Remember to there's distractions out there, whatever.
That's
they
right.
Need,
take in just those distractions, and then remember to forget them. Distractions are purely that, distractions. But right now you are relaxing using these meditation techniques.
Yeah. So no matter how persistent the sounds may be, just block them out. Just be calm.
That's right. Block them out. No matter what, do not let them in. They cannot get in while your mind is a fortress like ours. That's right. Relax.
They cannot get in. They can't. No. They breathe in. In.
And out.
And
in and out. In and out.
In first. Let's calm. Slowly. Slowly.
Slowly in. Does it. One through the nose. Through the mouth.
Through the nose. Out through the mouth. Calm.
Relaxed.
Relax. Okay. End of session.
End of session. Relax now. Okay, so here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up. The best ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Full stop.
No matter what. thumbs down. Ruined meditations. What a waste of time.
I
know. And shaky middle, you know, I guess a half meditation. I'm out of ideas here. So, thumbs up, good. Thumbs down, bad. Shaky middle, pretty straightforward. Okay, so still water. Episode one, your thoughts?
Yes. I think it's pretty easy to settle into this show. I think the look of it really just grabs you straight away. Like it looks, you know, the quality of the CG is great. The environment is really nice, really calming. We get in all these little Zen garden aspects. Like I loved what they did with the water. Actually, lots of really nice water effects, as well as just, you know, seeing the koi swim in the pond. It helps get you into that mindset really quickly, and it's really nice to just kind of look at and enjoy. And then, you know, the characters are great, like Stillwater, a really good kind of wise teacher who's really calm and is gentle with the kids, happy to learn lessons from him all year round, to be honest. Wish he'd do more stuff, because it's so easy to just want to kind of take in that info. I think it puts you in a mindset where you're ready to just absorb whatever it is they sort of throw your way. And luckily it's just more really cool stuff, some nice little lessons for the kids to learn, you know, maybe a little bit of throwback for those who aren't kids anymore to be like, oh yeah, I remember when I used to do stuff like that. Or and you know, it's just a very, very nice, chill, but smart show at the same time. So I don't know how you could really have too much of an issue with this, unless for some reason you needed chaos to survive, which I don't think any of us actually do, you know. So I think this maybe good. That's true, actually. A pure chaotic being. I think this is, you know, this should be, you know, on people's prescriptions to just have a bit of still water time, because it reminds you, it is nice to just have a bit of relaxation and just calm. So for me, it's a very, very zen thumbs up.
Oh yes, I mean, what's not to love? It's so zen. It's the zenest show, you know, outside of watching a meditation guide that you can really get. And it's just so nice. You just a sheer feeling of bliss. Sheer bliss. Going into it, and I think you could just sit down and watch loads of it and just feel happy about yourself. I think if you were ever feeling low and you were looking for something to just pick you up in a slight sense, Stillwater is the show.
Mm.
Don't matter how old you are, really. It will definitely make you feel at least more positive about things.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, it's not going to cure those kind of things, because, you know, if you've got depression or something, seek professional help. But this is going to help at least feel a little bit better. Zen times ahead. So, yeah, how can you not give it a zen thumbs up?
Look at that.
And not only does it make you think, like, yeah, I could watch more of this, but it makes you think, yeah, I should definitely have a zen garden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It makes you look at your own garden and think, oh, I've done all the wrong things.
I've got no makeable sand.
I've got no bridges and streams.
I know.
I haven't got any koi.
What's going on? We need to rethink our gardens, I think.
Yeah.
All of us. The real takeaway from Stillwater, your garden is inferior.
Yeah. Everyone needs to swap their shed out for a bonsai tree.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only way to feel zen. But there you go. Two fresh thumbs trickling through the stream of life. Stillwater, good stuff. There you go. That's all we've got time for. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, if you did, please feel free to rate and review us on whatever it is you listen to. It really does help us out. So if you can just click the five stars, that would be great. Or, you know, whatever you think about it, really. Don't forget, we also have the three chaotic beings of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where you can get in touch with us at ToonJamPod. And we also have all our older episodes over on YouTube. So if you can't catch them on your stream, that's where they are. And that is, again, ToonJamPod. If you want some bonus stuff, then you can head over to our Patreon. And if you would like to get yourselves some crazy ToonJam merch, based on all our silly musings, then you can do so on bit.ly/ToonJamShop. But that is all we've got time for. Thank you once again for listening. And until next time, you stay zen.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.